Hello, gorgeous people. Welcome to this next Zach Chat. We're recording this just in time for you to have for the Easter weekend. What a different world we're currently living in from Easter of last year. Probably not the Easter any of us had expected, and yet here we are. And I don't know about you, we're not all in the same kind of situations and circumstances, and yet we all have an opportunity to go within. And I'm hoping that this period of time is helping you on your inner journey. What do you think, Jan? Welcome to you, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Zach again today. How's your journey going?
Well, it's quite funny because, well, to me, lots of you who know me know I'm a really analytical soul and I live my life by lists. And I like lists. Lists sort of make me happy. It's really strange. I really enjoy that feeling of ticking off everything that I'm doing. So I have this very long work list that I think I mentioned last time. The bottom part of it seeing the light of day, which is great, and I'm working through things. But since we last spoke, I started another list. And this list is all the things I want to up my knowledge on, all the things I want to educate myself. I've been joining up on lots of different exciting programs, mainly sort of science-based ones. And so it is interesting because I do think it's that inner work. But I think what this is bringing out in us is our passions as well, things that we really either want to do more of or do better with or give ourselves the time for. I even made a big pile of books. I've got books everywhere, and I think quite a lot of people do the same thing. We buy books and we don't have time to read them. And so I've been shuffling them around, the little priorities of which book comes first. And I was actually started reading, oh, I've got it right here, The Art of Happiness, Dalai Lama, one of my absolute heroes. And this is a sequel, which a dear friend, Sarah, she was selling it the other day. Well, not that she wanted me to give her any money for it, bless her. And it just turned up in my life at the right time. And it's lovely because as I read his words and his thoughts, it really echoes what Zach and lots of people are saying. And obviously people don't have to be in the invisible world like Zach is at the moment. There's a lot of incarnated people being incredibly wise and helping all of us when we have our wobbles. I have the wobbles like everybody else does, where my little brain says, but what is this going to turn out like? And I run down that little rabbit hole of wondering. And so it puts me back into my heart of just trusting and trusting that whatever is happening now as a group, as humanity, we do have the ability to really start to move in a direction which all of us want. And I think one thing that is common to everybody, and it was from the Dalai Lama, but I know Zach said it as well, you know, it's everybody wants happiness ultimately. That is what everybody wants. And it's a simple little word, but it's a big thing to muster.
Yes, it's true. Happiness, and as Zach spoke about last time, harmony. Harmony, you know, that sort of brings happiness. You know, it helps us to access our inner happiness that's kind of always there anyway. But sometimes we forget to tune in, or there's so much else going on outside that it influences how often we access it. I absolutely agree with you. And also, I love the stillness and the ability to connect with nature. I'm not sure whether everyone has that ability and whether it has to be an inner journey, like a guided meditation in order to connect with nature, or actually watching some of the screensavers on computers and televisions are so beautiful. I feel as if the world that we're here to create is actually already here anyway, and we kind of have the opportunity to see it through new eyes. Appreciate it more and more.
Carry on.
No, I was just going to say, I'm really curious how Zach will continue on some of the themes that have been discussed, really about dreaming in our new world and really feeling it and hopefully give us some practical suggestions on how, because as so many people I've been speaking to have said, we're not entirely sure what to dream in. It's more of a feeling. I think that's what's coming through, is how do we want to feel in our life? You know, we're so used to feeling the way we have been feeling, pressurized, rushed, stressed, you know, sleepy or tired, exhausted. But if we can start to dream in the feelings of freedom and liberation, of joy and bliss, and then the things that create those will come naturally. But I'd love to hear his words on that, and also how we can, if we even need to drop it, but work through any past traumas, any fears that are coming up as to what some of the sort of narratives that are going on are bringing into our awareness. How can we transcend those feelings, not ignore them and not push them to one side, but how do we process them in the kind of optimal way, I suppose?
Absolutely. And just thinking what you were saying about nature, as most people know, when I channel Zach, I go into my meadow, my virtual meadow, which I truly believe over the years, it must be thousands of times I've been there, the intention has really created this as a non-physical reality, you know, whether people say it's on the astral, wherever it is, but it's, you know, just a different frequency from our physical. And when I'm there, it's almost more of a reality than here. The colours are so vivid. The birds are so loud. The feeling of the grass, the smell of the grass, the touch of the bark. And it moves, you know, so there's wind that goes through the leaves. And as Zach's talking, I sit on the grass and I listen as if the audience. And I watch and I see, you know, the light dappled through. And it's always like late springtime. So everything is in full bloom and it's beautiful, and you've got the breeze on the air, as I say, and I watch, and little hares and foxes and all sorts of things go by, whether going into the woodland. At the moment when I last was there, the bluebells were out in my woodland, and I've got the stream. And this isn't something that was bestowed upon me. This was something that I worked hard to create. Being very analytical, we're quite goal orientated, so we don't mind if things take us a while. And quite a few people might be listening, thinking I'm the same as that, but a lot of people are also thinking that just sounds like too much hard work. But if you are in a situation where you really can't get outside in nature, you've got restrictions, you've got vulnerabilities, and maybe you're isolating for, you know, 12 weeks solid and you don't have much of a garden, it's not the same, I know, but it's just an idea. Create something. If all of us have been in nature at some point in our life, which means, and we are nature. We are not just living within nature. We are nature. So you can do it. You can establish it bit by bit. You can create, I call it a safe place. But for this, it could be anything. It's just whatever has always really made your heart sing in nature, whether it's, you know, a tropical beach or a cliff top or, you know, sort of a mountain. Mine is the meadow, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be a woodland. Just work on it. Just spend a few minutes, quite often is quite good, you know, the mind likes repetition, and just keep going into that space. And you don't have to do anything. Just imagine yourself being in it, but just use, a bit like mindfulness, use all your five physical senses and draw in what you remember from nature, and then let it expand within you. Because nature, just like, you know, the blossom that's happening outside at the moment, will actually blossom within you, and you will start to have smells and feelings and things that your mind hasn't put there, or not to your knowledge, as in you're not consciously doing it. And you can draw in nature, and nature has that amazing ability to be so expansive, so beyond time, that when you are having anxieties, worries, I know Zach, I'm sure we'll talk about something completely different, but just from our perspective, I know Hazel would say the same thing. You get this different experience of time because the earth knows time differently, and it holds you. It's like an embrace, and you can really ground yourself. So even if you are in extreme circumstances where you just can't get outside, I would say give it a try. Just give it a try and bring nature, which is in your heart always, just into your existence. And the more you do it, thoughts are energy. They are creative. We know this. We all know this anyway. Create your own space and then just keep expanding upon it. I mean, it's a lovely thing to do. And the great thing is you can have the environment you actually want. Like I say, my meadow, it's always springtime. I don't go there when there's never pouring rain or, you know, boggy underfoot. It's just lovely. It's just lovely. And give yourself activities to do there. You know, do things while you're there, which will make it even more real. And those activities might be, you know, if you're on the beach collecting shells or just watching the animals, because the more you focus on it, the more nature will bring what will be naturally in that habitat to you as well. So I know everyone's waiting for the Zach chat, so I'll stop talking now. But it's but we're talking about nature. I just think we can very quickly think, oh no, what am I going to do? I can't really go outside. Mm. But just bring that through, bring it through your heart.
That's beautiful, Janet. And I think we can also remember that Gaia has consciousness, you know, is a consciousness, and she hears and feels and appreciates our appreciation. So let's see what Zach has to say today and how we can use this time of inner reflection to really free ourselves, because I believe this to be a time of great liberation. And I know Zach has spoken at length at that with our latest 3-day extravaganza, which was all about liberation. I'm curious to how he can help us free ourselves even further. So if you'd like to go off to this glorious meadow.
I will get off to the meadow. Even talking about that, I'm like, oh, let's see what's there today. Let's see what if the blossoms are out, like they're coming out everywhere else. So I will see you all later, and I will get out of the way and let Zach come through.
Thanks, Jan. Perhaps as she heads off to her meadow, you can also just spend a few moments tuning in to a favourite place in nature that you've visited or that you've seen in a film or in a picture. And just bring that energy into your body as we prepare to hear from Zach. Here he comes. Welcome, Zach.
Welcome.
That's a very warm welcome. It's coming up Easter here. And I wonder whether you can share with us, before I ask any questions, how we're doing, what you'd like to let us know regarding the timeline we're currently on.
Certainly. First of all, everything is where it should be, you know? Mm-hmm. Just because things seem chaotic does not mean to say they are not working, you know? Chaos and destruction go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to shy away today from this word destruction. The destruction, though, that I am talking of is the destruction of, yes, the old paradigms, but also destruction of that which has been holding you back. When we say the word destruction, we often think about, oh no, something, is getting bulldozed down. something, a bit like, you know, a big bulldozer in your house, no, all of that. But actually, if you think about it now, there are things, whether these be emotions, thoughts, patterns of behavior in particular, patterns of life within you and externally around you, that you know you actually want destruction energy to come into. If you did not want that, the life before all of this would have been your utopia. So when we bring in destruction energy, it's actually for the good as well. Mm-hmm. Now it is, yes, let us use still the analogy of the bulldozer. If you are using a bulldozer to push something down, it is natural, it is going to take other things in its wake as well. So humans naturally, you know, stick up 10 bottles in a row and say, those three I do not want, the rest I want to keep, and then use a bulldozer. That does not really work. It is natural that some other things get taken away as well when we take away what we want. But what you have the ability to do is to create something better. So if I use that little symbolism again, if you think of the 10 bottles on the wall, what is it? I found a little song in my head, 10 green bottles sitting on the wall. Something from childhood, is not. Yes. But you are thinking these other bottles are perfect as they are. That is why you do not want to get rid of them. But if the bulldozer comes along, the three ones that you want to get rid of, they are gone. You know, goodbye, good riddance, do not want to see you again. Okay. But then you lose some others as well. And you think, oh no, my beautiful bottles, where have they gone? Mm-hmm. But if I then said to you another energy was coming in, or is even already within you, that has the power to move past what you thought of as beauty in that old bottle, to bring through some new bottles that you can create just like that, that are so much more beautiful in the finery of the glass, that allows the light to flow through to refract. So that you do not only see the color, that one color of the bottle, you will see the rainbow of color that come through, a kaleidoscope of color, almost that you are mesmerized by these new bottles. And part of you thinks, why was I holding on to the other ones? Okay, they were still serving me. They were not actually detracting me.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they were also staying resolute as they were. They were not fluid to change. You understand, yes, my dear?
Absolutely. It seems that so many of us hold on to things that just seem sometimes good enough, or, you know, that do. But that's partly because we haven't yet experienced what you're talking about. You know, these absolutely new, spectacular bottles.
So, good. First of all, that all of this making sense. So what I would say is, around this time, you are all very much in the middle of destruction energy. And sometimes this will help you breathe easily. You'll be saying, wonderful. You'll almost be, you know, jumping up and down on your sofa as if it is a trampoline. Saying, look what's gone. Look at the skies, how clear they are. Look at how nature is coming through, blah, 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 all of these things. It feels good. But then, almost in the very same instant, you may feel rocked. You may feel, oh no, but what else is that destruction energy doing? And it is human nature to try to cling, almost as if running around your home, getting all your careful possessions together, all the things that you do not want to lose. This is just a human nature thing. So if you do it, you know, do not worry. But what I would say is, know that anything else this destruction energy brings, you and others combined forces can bring through a better version. If it was important to you, it does not go into non-existence. Mm. It gets upgrade, you know? Mm. It is a bit like if you have a favorite t-shirt in the summer that you wear, you know? You do not say, oh, I love that t-shirt so much, but it is threadbare. I cannot wear it anymore. Oh, no, I do not have a t-shirt for the rest of my days. That would be silliness. You would get another t-shirt. And who knows, you may love that t-shirt even more. But the thing is, if something has meaning for you, it can be replaced with something better. Now, the reason why I'm making this point, particularly over Easter, particularly over the next week or so, maybe even longer afterwards, the changes in your world, you are starting to see the real crescendo points. And it is natural that it will make you question things. You are human. We do not want to take your intellect away. We want to actually stimulate your intellect. So it is good to question, of course. But please, 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 also remember this truth that I'm telling you with your heart. So as you see destruction and you see the other things that you say, but this cannot be right because this is also happening or this is also happening. A word that I would like you to ponder on today, tomorrow, whenever. Very little word, very big meaning. Trust. We have not talked much about trust, have we, me and you, my dear?
No.
This is the part of the jigsaw that I am only bringing in now.
Yeah.
I've barely spoken about it before. Mm-hmm. There are a number of reasons for this. Trust is a word that, again, people have different ideas of the meaning. And trust is a very interesting energy. Mm-hmm. When we are asked to trust without understanding, we are either doing it from a place of faith, and that is not always a good thing, or we are doing it because we do not know what else to do. But ultimately, the majority of people, if they are taught just to trust something without knowledge, they will actually do the reverse. They will mistrust it. Understand this?
Yes.
And because, you know, I have said before, this is a time that we are moving into now, and the age of Aquarius and everything else, it is a time of intellect, time of the third eye coming into its own, and of a correlation, deep correlation now between the heart and the third eye. Mm. For last 2 years in particular, we have been working on your hearts, because people were only bringing out their hearts in love and romanticism and things, but love was often, and the heart was kept out of the equation of much of life, you know, cold thinking, decision making. You know, it was seen as weakness if heart was brought into decisions that the mind could make. Now that we have a change that juxtaposition, and we are now in a place where we can have alignment. This is very important when we are talking about energies such as trust. Mm. Because I am not here to say, trust me. Trust the universe. Trust, 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 trust. This is not what I'm here to say. What I am going to say to you, trust yourself. Now, a few people are wincing when I say that, because they're saying, how, little old me, what do you mean? Trust that your heart and your mind, in big environments like you are in at the moment, in crucial timing, always take the direction of progress. Now, This is something, again, we have not spoken much of before. And you may think, no, that doesn't always happen. Well, my friends, this is a time like you have never seen in your lifetimes before. And you are in a position. We have talked already about heart's desire and intention and moving into the future in a way where you are intending and collaborating with your brothers and sisters of the world globally in the intention of moving into a higher state of being, higher state consciousness, higher state of living. And what do we mean by higher state? We mean collaboration, we mean adaption, we mean far less stress ultimately, because everything will be evened out across the board. This is where we are going. This is the big opportunity coming. So when you are in the moment that you are in now, your heart only knows the road of progression, believe it or not. The way the earth works, the earth works on evolution. I have spoken to many of you many times about not falling into the temptation of spiraling down when things happen, but spiral up. But this particular point, whether you are listening to this now, whether you are listening to this in the future, this is locked in energy in this point, where when you go into trust of yourself and you put out like those lights, they have, what do they call them, floodlights from the heart, your desire for the universe, for yourself in particular, because things start with self and then move out. You can trust that the energy you are giving out is an energy of progress. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I say you can trust it in this moment, one of the last times we were speaking, my dear, do you remember I said we were coming to the end of like the in and out breath, the stillness point?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, humanity and the earth, Easter, this is the time. So many religions across the world have a common date. You notice this. It is not Christmas, it is Easter. Sacred point for almost all the religions of the world. And now, this is not about religion. This is not about politics. This is not about any dogma in particular way. This is about universal energy and heart energy. Every single religion recognizes that this is a time of rebirth. Literally the change between the out-breath and the in-breath, or the other way around, however you wish to perceive it. It is the still point where you are mastering together the energy to be encapsulating into what you are birthing. People are becoming very still, not talking in a physical way, still within themselves, within their energy fields, to be able to. And this is the point. This is the point of the biggest opportunity possibly available to elicit your love of the earth. Now, when I say the earth, that means encapsulating all that live upon the earth, all the energies associated to the earth, all the connections of the earth through the multidimensional universe. I say earth simply to put a word rather than all these things. Because of this, this is the one time where your action and trust of yourself means in alignment with the universe at this time. The energy is focused in progression. With progression comes destruction energy. It is the way of the world. You cannot build something and then 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years later say it's not working anymore, but we will not get rid of it. We will put on a platform and build another city, say, above it and so forth, so forth. It does not work. You are living in a physical world. Because of this, destruction happens on a physical level. It happens on an energetic level. However, when we know what the destruction is doing is making way for the new, for the unimaginable. Because there are plenty of people on the planet who are tuning in, as you would say, into what is coming. But the majority are not, because it is not being created yet on Earth. You are all, excuse his body, coughity cough, you know, trees, stimulating energy system, yes. And so because of this, even we watch to see what energy is being created. I know many of you like the fairy story, that there is one set plan. We know where we're going. A bit like when a parent is reading a bedtime story in a book to a child. And always, is there not a scary bit in there? What is going to happen? You know, the little boy or little girl in the story has got lost. Are they going to be found? All these things. But you know, as the parent, that it has a happy ending. People still like that fairy story for themselves. They like to say, oh, but the universe has a plan. It's okay. We just ride along. You are the plan. People, the more that you engage with this, your very incredible DNA, the soul that you are, the being that you are, the most complex of souls that have lived upon the earth up until now, all of you globally, all of you, not just the ones who are the perceived as the light workers, you know, all these labels. So this, everybody, I know I'm hammering home this point, but it is true. Every single living thing upon this earth at this time has the ability to change the course of events, to create your future. So yes, there is a plan. The plan is you. The plan is that you got this. And this is why myself and others are coming to remind you at this time to be like that parent next to you, to say, come on, we know you've got it in you. We've seen it in you. But where I can shed the light is about this Easter period. It is incredibly relevant. It is astrologically as well, but ultimately, this was a chosen point in time because of the majority of people on this planet having a shared experience, not just in what is happening with the virus per se, the shared experience of everybody having to do similar things at this time, but the shared experience of an inbuilt knowing of rebirth. And it is literally this point for the whole earth is in that still sweet spot between the in and the out breath. But you know what? I know I'm talk much. I will refer to you again, De Hazel, in one moment.
It's fine.
Yeah. When you are breathing and you are getting ready for something that you know is coming, okay? You know, see, you are standing on a very high top of a diving board with a swimming pool beneath you, you know? And you are up there and you suddenly think, I thought it was a good idea from down the bottom. I thought it looked exciting and fun. Now that I'm up here, I'm a little bit chilly and I'm standing on the edge and it looks a very long way down. And I do not know how I feel about it. But you bounce on that board and you do it anyway. You dive in because you want the exhilaration. You want to enjoy the moment. But your breathing changes when you're there on the diving board. Speeds up. Takes in more oxygen. Adrenaline moves up. as you get yourself ready for holding your breath just for that little moment, that you take the leap of faith. But this is a word that your English uses, leap of faith. I'm going to change it now. You take your leap of trust. In that moment, you trust your body to know what to do as you dive into that water. In this moment that I'm talking of, as the adrenaline moves up, as you breathe slightly differently, whether literally or just inside, whether you feel things heighten, take the leap of trust in yourself, my friend. In yourself. Every single one of you. And if you are listening to my words and you are doubting yourself, it is natural. So trust what your energy knows to do. Just like those people who have experienced the debilitating effects of the virus and who have overcome. What their bodies did was they learned this new energy that came into your body, and then it changed within itself to eliminate from the body. It created new pathways. And this is what you are doing in this moment as well. The destruction energy comes in, and then you change it into something different. So when you are preparing for that out breath, and when you feel your adrenaline go up, as I say, my dears, trust, 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 trust. But do not trust indiscriminately all sorts of other things. That is for another day. We can talk about that. The only trust I am asking of you is to trust that you in any moment knows in your heart, in combination with your mind, exactly what to do. Whether the choice is a physical expression, an activity that you have to do, a movement that you have to do, you know, if you were actually going out, doing things, whatever. But for the majority of you at this time, the trust is what your heart will do in what it pumps out. So feel yourself as much as you can at this time. Not so much with the suffering. Be mindful, it is honoring that it is there. Send your love to the suffering that is happening, not just because of the virus, but because of everything that has happened the last 100, 200 years, whatever. But then focus your intention on your desire for where it is to be. I will not give you an exact, you have to do this, 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 this. Because if I did that, I would not be trusting you, would I, my friends? Trust, you know what to think. You know what to do. You know how to live. You know how to breathe. And in this particular time, you know, it doesn't hurt to do a little bit more breathing exercises. What I mean by that is just regular times in the day, use more capacity of your lungs than you are used to doing. It is no coincidence this virus attacks lungs. They have been left a little bit redundant. Put your energy into them. People think of all the other organs of their body, but they often do not appreciate the importance of the lungs. And you can stimulate the lungs simply by taking some deep breaths, holding them for a few moments, letting them out, letting the flow, taking in more oxygen. Be mindful. Be mindful, 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 so that you can take greater capacity of your lungs. And in so doing, take greater capacity of your engagement with this life. Understand? Yes, my dear?
I love what you've said, Zach. It feels extremely empowering, as always, to be able to really trust in ourselves feels of great importance at this time. I don't know whether there's more to be said on this topic, whether it's time to sort of close this topic so that people can digest this, or whether you have any, you mentioned that trust becomes easier when we have an understanding, and I wondered whether there was anything more that you feel was is useful to know about the kind of destruction that we're facing this time?
This is almost for another topic, because this is again a trust in outside forces from yourself. Trust in corporations, trust in governments, trust in groups of people, trust in all of these things. That is when you need knowledge. So that you are not blindly putting trust in things that look good on the surface, you know, glamour, and also underneath. What we are talking of here, and the reason why I have defined this in this arrow point, is because so many people, whilst in human form, find it so difficult to trust themselves. They may even trust their partner, their mother, their father, their children. They may trust their dog, their cat, their sheep, their cow, because they look at them and they feel like they understand them because they are the observer to them. But for themselves, they feel like a hodgepodge of so many different things. And this is why I say, even if no other time at all, we can work on this in other times, but this moment over this Easter period and coming weeks, even months. So even if you are listening to this now and you think, oh, miss the boat, it's May or whenever, no, you have not. Go into the trust of your heart and keep working on that. Trust that what you are doing in your moment of defining the future, of allowing the destruction energy in what you see in life. Yes, it will trigger all sorts of feelings because you are humans and you have care and compassion and empathy. We understand this. But trust yourself that out of the destruction, you can build, create, be part of something so much more elevated. That is simply the word I will use for it for now. Elevated than perhaps you could ever have imagined. Or imagined it around. You know, many people are imagining, you know, a complete and utter utopia. And that is good. You know, to imagine towards this, because however far you go, you know, the energy will take you there. But the reality of how this could be, even in its simplest form, it will be elevated, elevating all of you as well in a coming together. In the me moment, in the moment of trusting yourself, you become part of the we. See this, me and we. The more you trust in yourself, the more you can become part of that collaboration. If you fight with yourself, if you spend, you know, if you want to do a long meditation, but you spend the whole time questioning yourself and what really can you do, blah, blah, blah. It keeps you insular. It keeps you away from the we. But to expand, everything in this time is about expansion. If you expand with your heart and your mind, with the energy of trust, of thinking, you know what, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm trusting. I'm putting my energy. I am willing to share my energy with the global energy that is happening at this time for the universal good, then you have potency like you cannot imagine. Understand, Yves?
Zach is perfect. It's so timely. This information feels so relevant and so helpful. Thank you so much for sharing it and reminding us that we're so much more than we think we are. That we are such magnificent souls, multi-dimensional souls, and that, you know, we can put our trust in ourselves and that we can do it together. And we're so grateful.
Now I know, my dear, I have hijacked this chat.
Never.
So important for me to talk about this, but just a little thing. I know you wanted to talk about the importance of us clearing our karma at this time, about being free. And we will talk about this in the future as well. But just one little thing for all of you, my dears. This is a moment of a universal leap. And using this trust, you can work on all of these things. Yes, now, in the future, whenever. But do not get too hung up for yourselves, thinking, oh, but I haven't done anything. I've only just started on this path. I got so much, you know, being so still, I actually recognize how much I got to work through. Just have it as a knowledge at this time. As I say, everybody in this moment is the plan. You are the plan for this huge leap that is happening, that you are seeing with astonishment, that some days you are believing, some days you feel like you are in a dream. Many of you have been waiting for this for so long, you can't quite believe it is here. Many of you did not even know this was coming, and because you did not know, also cannot believe it is here. Just say to yourself, ground yourself into the earth. Say to the earth, hold me in this. Hold me. Help me. Because the earth is always the stabilizing force that can help you through anything. And you know, the moon, the master cleanser that she is, allow her in to rattle your cage, to throw out some things that you do not even need to think about what is even being going through. And trust. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is not a them and us. I've said this not here before. You notice, my dear, that I said, you know, there is no Noah's Ark in the sky. This says, oh, you're a good person. Come aboard, off we go. No. We are a global family. The earth is like a huge living organism, interconnected. Even if somebody lives in complete and utter physical isolation, they are connected with the planet and they are connected to everything living upon the planet. If we shift, everything shifts. Everything shifts. And you are a part of this, my friends. Do not be overwhelmed with that thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to perform. You do not have to perform, you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be. You have to trust yourself. You have to allow yourself to come out in your heart energy and your mind and your intellect energy to what you have been preparing for, perhaps for hundreds of lives. Do not shy away from your responsibility now to be part of the global upage. Aha! The global evolution. Understand? Yes, my dear?
Zach, my heart is expanding and glowing and shimmering and just so full of love for everyone on this planet. Every soul that came here is here right now, that came to be part of this extraordinary and incredible leap in consciousness. What in amazing times we're living through, and we are so grateful to have you guiding us and reminding us of who we truly are. Thank you as always, and we look forward to seeing you next time. I know our chats, our little chitty chats, are a bit more frequent as we enjoy your guidance so much at this time. Thank you, Zach.
Welcome. And let me just say, we are walking amongst you. When a good friend or family member suddenly says to you something that hits you like a non-truth, and they have not even realized they've said it. I've said this for many years, and now you understand why I said it. Everybody is a channel. They're a channel of their super consciousness, of their multidimensional selves. The energy of the magnificent souls that you all are, just coming through little bit here and there. So listen to my words, but also listen to your neighbor. Listen to your friend, listen to the family member you haven't heard from for a long time. You know, if you've been indoors with just a pet for a long time, you know, their little meows or little woofs may suddenly turn into a little morsels of, oh, did you really say that? You'll be hearing it everywhere, my dears. And listen to your heart. Listen to your own chitty chat in your head. Probably has some more evolved thinking than you actually realize that is coming out of this. Creative power. I have purposefully, because we were going to talk about it another time, not talked about the direct energy coming in, because I did not want to detract from the importance of the power of you, the importance of trust in yourself. But please know, energetically, in the light, you are being supported like you could not believe coming into you at this time. Okay? Okay.
Okay, Zach, thank you so much. As always, we look forward to our next chitty chat, and we send you our love.
Heart hugs to you all, my dear.
Well,
heart hugs.
Thank heart you. Hugs. And hugs back.
Shall I call her back now, my dear?
Yes, please do.
Oh, I will get her. I will get her. Goodbye, my friends. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh.
Welcome back, Jan.
Hello. Right. Oh.
I don't know if you're up for saying anything or whether or not we can just leave basking in the wisdom that just was shared.
Gosh, yes, he was so focused and intense. I could really feel the power of the moment. And I know he often talks about things that are going on, but this moment feels like something that has, it's here. It's literally this moment and this whole, yeah, I've not heard him talk about trust before, not in that way, and trusting ourselves.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very powerful, very important as well. You know, I love the idea of trusting also in that whatever we are witnessing that feels destructive, like the 10 green bottles.
Oh, yes, he sang. Oh, sorry, everyone. I haven't got the best voice for singing.
For long. But, you know, even if some of the things that we really like seem to be taken down at the same time, actually knowing that we have no real knowledge yet of what is to come, and if the trusting of our ability to create something even more magnificent and wonderful and new is really reassuring at this time, because we all want certain things to break down and dissolve. But just a kind of friendly note to say that some things may go as well that we're not so expecting. I think that just adds to everything. When we're better informed, then we can respond from a higher place.
Absolutely. And I know he does a bit of myth busting, but I do... It's quite interesting how, because when I'm sitting in my meadow and I can see him, it's a bit odd because I see him sitting over me. But when he does that, there's it's like colours that happen. And there were all sorts of colours. So my sky initially is blue, but then while he was talking, there were corals and there was quite a lot of quite strong emerald green, which I know is his colour anyway, coming through. Yeah. But I noticed that when I was watching him as he was talking, when he would say something about there isn't a plan, there isn't the plan that you think, it's not like a fairy book, suddenly it's like the sky clears and then a brand new colour. And there was this really strong magenta colour is the best colour I can tell. They're almost like zoomed, almost like a comet across the sky. And then he hits you with a better story. Actually, you are the plan. And even though that can be a bit like, oh, and I mean, I, you know, I don't know Quite. I'm never too sure what I believe, because there's so much of Zach there that once he said something, I think, oh, I always thought that. And I probably didn't. It's probably just him telling me that. But it's quite interesting, that whole idea of, you know, this idea of this plan being out there. But actually, it's incredibly empowering to think when he says that we are magnetic, he uses the words, I know, he really, even though he has to use my mind for the in-between words, there's certain words that he punctuates, I know he desperately wants to use, and that Zach really is very big on the energy vibration of a word, like how we said before that one of your revelation events, that a word with the highest vibrational format is freedom. So even though he didn't bring it in there, but I know trust must be in things, but even just saying these words or having these words helps lift us in our vibration. Yeah. So when he was saying that we are magnificent and what we're created, that really struck home to me. And like say, whether we're all just sitting on a beanbag at home waiting for the gym to reopen, that's me. But or whatever it might be, whatever we're doing, you know, we don't actually have to be out physically constructing the future at the moment. This is the time of the in-between breath, as he says. This is the time for us to create with our energy, just the building blocks of it, even if we don't know what we're actually creating, the new energy, isn't it?
Mm-mm. And trusting that we create our own freedom. With our hearts, as we connect our hearts with our third eye, I think that was really informative as well, that he's sort of moving up now with focus. So well, I think I'm going to be listening to this again very soon so that I can fully absorb it, and please share with people that you think would find this useful at this time of sort of not knowing and not quite understanding how we're all such part of the collective humanity that is making this change together. So feel free to share it with people as far and wide as you possibly can. And we send you so much love and so much connection. Even though we may not be physically in each other's companies, we are on each other's screens and we are connected energetically, as always. So much love.
And a big heart hug. I like this term that Zach's using now. Big heart hug to everybody.
Big heart hugs from us. See you soon. Bye for now.